This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Buddy Guy to get us started this afternoon, everybody, on a Friday. Hello. Mustang Sally.
Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day to you as well.
Isn't that tomorrow?
We celebrate today, Sam.
Oh, happy International Women's Day tomorrow.
Why do we celebrate the day before?
Because it is Friday, and I was one of the speakers at the Belton Chamber of Commerce event for women, and we always align that with International Women's Day.
Is that why you're wearing red?
Yes, thank you for having me. It was a blast.
Oh, you're welcome. We're glad to have you.
Glad to be back.
It's already tomorrow on another side of the globe.
Thank you, Dan.
Okay.
Dan, you know, the way you make a point and then Kermit the Frog sip your coffee is borderline comedic.
Well, he sips his coffee with his left hand while twirling his mustache with his right. It has to be the combination move.
It's brilliant.
So you gave the speech?
Gave the speech.
How'd it go?
Blasted in here like a maniac because I-35 is stalled right now.
Were you or were you not focused?
That was today's theme. The event was focus.
So did you have to give a speech about being focused?
Sort of. And I'm here to tell you.
The irony.
If you are on I-35 heading north anywhere near 75th Street, I hope you have a will and a trust because you're not going to see your family for a while.
All backed up.
Who let all these people into Kansas City? There's too many people here. I don't know when this started. Like, it's 2 o'clock on a Friday. There's too many people here. Stop telling people to move here.
The population has really not changed that much.
Everyone who lives here right now is on I-35. I'm here to tell you. And if you're stuck in it, you know.
Everybody who lives in the Kansas City metro
right there on I-35.
Northbound?
Yep.
Of course.
I'm right here.
Huh. We were all right here.
I almost didn't make it.
That rush hour used to be a true rush hour in this town. And as someone who doesn't have to drive during rush hour every single day, I try to avoid the highways for 2 to 4 hours every morning.
It is something. Anyway, good to be here. Glad it's Friday. Anything else going on?
I mean,
other than that.
Well, let me address the elephant in the room, if I may. Yesterday, we got wind that 7 of our favorite people in this building were no longer going to remain in the building. And I include the 5 members of the Johnny Dare Morning Show and, of course, Ponch and Nikki from 99.7 The Point. And the text line was exploding yesterday. What are you guys afraid of? Don't you want to deal with this? Why are you not addressing that Johnny Dare's last show is tomorrow, et cetera, et cetera? And yes, we work on the same floor as Ponch and Nikki and everybody from the Johnny Dare show, all of whom I consider a friend, but I've never met Kyle from Johnny Dare show because he's the newest
still part
member
of the family.
That's right, exactly. So I can't call Kyle a friend, but obviously a work acquaintance. But Nikki and Greg and Jake. Oh my gosh, the stories I could tell, and I won't bore you with them. But this is a dog-eat-dog business, and for whatever reason, decisions were made that we had no control over. And no one wanted to see Ponch and Nikki go. I talked to both of them today. Nobody wanted to see the Johnny Dare Morning Show with Nikki and Johnny and Jake and Kyle and Greg. I talked to Greg and Nikki today. Go. But for whatever reason, decisions were made beyond our control, and that's the way this business is. Having said that, the reason we didn't comment on it yesterday, and Dana, you have my back on this, it was not our story to tell. I'm not going to talk about the demise of the Johnny Dare Morning Show on 98.9 The Rock before Johnny Dare has a chance to talk about the demise of that show after 32 years on 98.9 The Rock.
He has earned that right.
And so I was going to keep, and you were going to keep, our mouths shut. It wasn't our story to tell. Will they be missed? Oh my God, you have no idea. Do we all have memories that, I mean, we could literally fill up the next 3 hours before Festivus talking about, definitely back at the old building in Westwood, oh my word, cannons, Roman candles placed in interesting spots.
All right.
That's a heck of a story.
Strippers, $250,000 fines.
Yes, yesterday was a very hard day.
Yeah,
it was
dark.
Very, very dark day for all of us. And it's a very small fraternity. I would say on the television and the radio side, it is a very small fraternity. And there are times that decisions are made that we don't even know about. We certainly don't have a say in. That news smacked us in the face nearly at the same time that it smacked you all. I will tell you, if you think we had some prior knowledge of the day we were walking into yesterday, you are sorely mistaken. And I'm glad that we waited, Scott, because we were not in the
right mind space
yesterday to address any of it. My phone exploded, as did yours, during the show. Wait, what? What's going on? What happened?
Oh, you know, last night, even when I got home, my phone was blowing up from people saying, is it true? What's going on? And my answer is, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I will say this. This is a little behind-the-scenes baseball. I called Danny yesterday morning because I had gotten word that Ponch and Nikki's show, which I absolutely adored, and I adore the two of them, had just been canceled.
Good humans.
And so Dana and I, she prefers to talk on FaceTime and not just phone to phone. And so I'm driving around to my travel agent, and then I'm going over to the grocery store. And I said, hey, I just want to let you know, Ponch and Nikki just got canceled over on The Point. And Dana's like, oh, no, oh, my gosh. Blah, blah, blah. And I said, hang on, I'm getting another call from somebody in the building. Let me call you right back. And I hang up with Dana, and I get on the call with this other person. And they tell me the next one. And I said, all right, I got to go. I got to call Dana. And at this point, I'm sitting in the parking lot of a grocery store where a woman had left her purse in a cart as in the middle of Dana's and my conversation. And I said, get ready. Speak when you're able. But this next one's going to have your jaw on the floor. And she goes, what is it? And I said, they just canceled Johnny Dare's show. And literally all I see on FaceTime is Dana's face go, and I said, take your time and we'll talk when you're able. That one was a hard one to digest.
You know, we have friends and colleagues in other markets who got the same news yesterday. Mm-hmm. This was beyond Kansas City. And so
it was a tough day.
You know, anyone in this business will tell you this is how things go for so many. This has happened to almost everyone, Scott. At some point in your career, this happens. It doesn't make yesterday any easier or any harder to digest or talk about. Those are all friends of ours.
Every single one.
And, you know, I just don't know what else to say about it. If we could wave a magic wand and make that stuff not happen, we would be the first people to do it.
Yeah. And so what we're going to do today, of course, we have Festivus Friday at 5 o'clock. We will take one, just like we do on any major local bad news story. We will take one call. one grievance on what happened yesterday here in the building. And then we're moving on. Otherwise, it's an entire hour. And I just don't want to do that. So we'll do one.
Other than that, Miss Lincoln, how was the play?
Yeah, it was good. It was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good times. Good times.
That's all you got?
She's trying to break the ice.
She is Dana Wright. He is Sam Steve III. The quiet guy over there is Dan Weinbaum. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. What am I supposed to remind you of right now?
I don't know.
You had texted us earlier something about
we will be talking about that. Yes, we will be talking about that.
That birds aren't real?
No.
Oh.
It's not what I said, and it was not birds. It was bees.
Oh, bees. That's right. Bees, stinky feet, dark web.
Okay, so you remember our friend Heather, who owns the Bloom Room in rural Belton. And I've been a couple of times. It is this peaceful, lovely farm space, but also she has this great, like, it's hard to explain, but very she shed where you can go in and you can rent it for a romantic date night. You can do a book club night. It's just this beautiful space. Okay. And you're surrounded by goats and chickens. And
romantic.
Yeah, she has taught me about bees and goats and all of those things. And I saw her today at the women's conference and I said, how are the goats? How are the chickens? How are the bees? And she stops and she goes, we lost our bees. I said, oh, no. You remember she called in.
Lost all of them?
Lost the bees. She had a hive and they were, you know, producing honey and doing all the things. And she's super educated about it. I said, I'm so sorry. You know, bees make the world go round. We need the bees.
Amen.
She said, we'll come back to the bees in a moment, but I do have a story to tell you. And as soon as she starts going there with this story, I'm like, you know, this is going to end up on the air today. Before they lost their hive and all of those bees died, they have this like pre-honey expulsion, for lack of a better word. And you're supposed to go out every year and gather that honey and save it. And then it leaves room for the queen and the other bees to do what they're about to do for like the big honey harvest. Okay. So she says, we go out before we lose the hive and we get all of.
Did she know they were going to lose the hive?
No, she did not.
Okay.
They get all of the honey that they're supposed to remove and they take it inside. And she said, I open the container because something just smelled off. She said, I opened the container and the most awful smell. I mean, you know, honey is this beautiful, sweet,
sweet
naturistic, like wonderful, earthy smell.
Right.
She said, I opened the container and it is the worst. The only way I can describe it, it smelled like feet, like teenage boy socks left in a gym bag for weeks. The worst smell of foul feet odor. So she's like, oh, my gosh, what is going on? I go online. She's like, I'm Googling. You know, apparently, bees who have ingested a lot of, I think it was honeyrod or goldenrod, when they are ingesting a lot of goldenrod, which apparently this hive did, they produce a honey that has this putrid odor.
Is it still good honey?
It is still good honey. And she says, if you let it sit, like we've researched this, it can still be used, but the smell is overpowering. She said it took over my entire house. As I'm Googling this, the algorithm and Facebook and everyone you can think of start shoving me to the dark web. Now, I don't know where the dark web is. I don't know how to get in.
I don't either.
I'd be afraid I'd get trapped. I couldn't get out.
Yeah.
You can't accidentally trip on the dark web. You have to know what you're doing.
Right. Scott, there are people in this world that have a likeness to that smell. And they are aware that every once in a while, bees will produce honey that smell like that. And they will pay you an exorbitant amount of money for your honey that smells like that.
So they have like a stinky feet honey fetish?
It has nothing to do with the honey.
It's more about the fetish of loving smell of stinky feet.
They are into the feet.
Huh.
The problem for my friend is now she's getting hit up for the funky feet smell.
How much you offering?
I am only telling you this story because if you think maybe you're not on some continuum of normal, yeah, or maybe you've had a down week or you're not feeling great about yourself, always remember that there's someone out there willing to pay a lot of money to smell
dirty feet.
Dirty feet.
Even if it comes from honey.
And not, there's no way to make that normal, Scott. There's nothing normal about that. They want the honey to then slather on the feet, you know.
I mean, it's the same people that pay hundreds of dollars for pictures of other people's feet, men, women, just pictures of feet.
Help me understand.
I can't.
There are people, Scott, there are people, Scott, on the web that make money sharing photos of their feet with strange men around the world.
Dana, there are people who will buy your dirty underpants. What?
So again, like, you know, you do you.
Right.
But if you're feeling today like, you know, maybe I should be tackling life better than I am right now.
A little harder than I am.
Maybe I need to
Go
out and volunteer or become a better version of myself. Always remember that story.
There was a lady who made hundreds of thousands of dollars by capturing certain things with a jar and then selling that jar.
What were those things that she captured?
It was flatulence, yeah. Scott.
There was gas in there. And she sold the jar for hundreds of dollars and made hundreds of thousands of dollars over the course of a year.
Does the fart stay in there kind of like a ghost in Ghostbusters?
Yes, it does.
Well, you have to remember that when you smell a fart, you are actually ingesting very small particles.
We got it.
So, yeah, you know, when you capture that in a jar, it doesn't leave the jar.
But like, if you were to capture flatulence in a jar, and then 100 years later, somebody stumbles upon the jar, is the smell still there?
Did it remain sealed?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you, if you Google honey, foul feet, fetish, you will get results. And I just did that on my own account, and that is probably not
very
the smartest
decision.
Thing to do.
Why don't you just Google feet fetish and see what shows up?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
I mean, if I'm ever down on my luck, I will start capturing pictures of my feet. That is the easiest
Send
way
it
to make
in.
Money. You kidding
Send
me?
Send it in, Sam. There's a market. It is ripe.
What do you want me to do?
Now, keep in mind.
Peanut butter, I'm there.
Now, you guys can make fun of these people all you want, and that's fair. Okay?
As long as they're not hurting anyone else,
that's
I just think
exactly
it's really,
right.
really bizarre.
But keep in mind, these people pass you in the hallway at work.
Oh, yeah.
I guarantee here. they are in the grocery store standing in front of you in line. Mm-hmm. They are sitting next to you or maybe a row in front of you in church on Sunday. People have their things. I'm not here to judge. As long as you're not hurting me, my family, or somebody I care about, I could not care less what you do. And if feet is your thing, or buying honey that smells like dirty feet is your thing, hey, man, that's cool. You know, it's not my thing. I think it's a little weird.
I'd like to take some words back out of my mouth that I said. Do not Google what I just told you to Google. Just don't. You don't want to know. It is out there. Don't Google it.
What did you tell them to Google?
Just don't do it. Just forget everything I just said about looking this up on the internet.
Or at least use an incognito tab.
Yes. Now this stuff's going to be coming to my feed.
You brought that on yourself, kid.
What is Dana watching on Reels?
Oh, my gosh.
Stinky feet.
How are people making money with this?
Because there are people willing to buy it.
We are so normal.
We are not, but I'm not buying pictures of people's feet, and I don't need to smell honey that reeks of somebody's feet. Oh, by the way, this story on CNN, you know,
tonight.
Tonight at 5 o'clock our time, 6 o'clock Eastern, this guy in South Carolina is going to be executed by firing squad. First one in 15 years, and the first one in South Carolina, I think, since they reinstated the death penalty. I gave out some bad information yesterday. We all did. We said that there are three sharpshooters. Yeah. I looked it up. In fact, the story's in the stack. They will be 15 feet away from him. So very close.
Oh, God.
Me to that window, Dana. That's how close. If they're really sharpshooters, they don't need to be that close. But regardless, all three of them have a live round in their gun. All three.
All right. Do we have a Gene Hackman update today? When is that happening?
Thank you for reminding me. There's going to be a news conference from the sheriff in the county in New Mexico where he and his wife, Betsy, were found dead about 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago. There is a news conference at 3 o'clock. And we will bring that to you live here on Dana and Parks.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
News conference at 3 regarding the deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy. And we will do everything we can to bring that to you live. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. This year's finalists for the World Video Game Hall of Fame.
Yes, please.
Include trailblazers in esports, electronic pets, and portable gaming. I have no idea what I just read. As well as the arcade favorite brought to life in a 1998 episode of Seinfeld. Would you care to guess any of the 2025 finalists?
Yeah, Frogger.
Have you already seen the story?
No, but I've watched Seinfeld 50 million times.
There's one. My favorite game is a finalist.
Space Invaders?
Nope.
Asteroids?
Nope. Defender.
Defender.
Oh, Defender.
All sort of in the same wheelhouse. Donkey Kong?
Well, I think it's already in.
Okay. Qbert.
No. Here they are.
Mortal Kombat?
I can't guess because I've already seen
I don't know because I'm thinking the Bowling Alley Arcade when I was growing up, and they were all the big ones
in
the 80s.
Some of them are newer than that.
Yeah, see, I'm not going to know those.
Age of Empires?
No idea.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
Angry Birds.
Oh, yes.
Massive game. I know people that still play it today. They watch the movies. They have the stuffed animals.
Wait a minute. How much was made on Angry Birds? It will blow your mind. And for those of you who haven't played it, it was on your phone. You pull back this little slingshot, and birds go flying through the air, and you try to knock down stuff.
$1.57 billion.
Oh, my God.
Currently valued at $776 million.
Sell. Call of Duty 4.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Defender. Thank you very little.
Mm-hmm.
Frogger.
Oh, God, I love Frogger.
GoldenEye. Golden.
007 game.
Golden Tee.
Oh, yeah.
Which we have down on the other side of the building.
Yeah.
That's where Sterling Williams hangs out all night. Harvest Moon. Quake. NBA 2K.
Does it have a specific year or just the whole series?
It just says NBA 2K.
That should be in.
And Tamagotchi?
Never heard of it.
I thought that was a card game. I will tell you this. The video games will never be as good as they were in the early 80s. There's nothing that they can come up with to me that is iconic like Donkey Kong, Pac-Man, and Frogger.
From the 80s?
Yeah. I was going to say, it's spoken like a true person who grew up in the 80s.
And Qbert. What even was Qbert? Nope.
I forgot about
that. You look back at that stuff, and it's like, hours of my life were spent playing those games.
If you were a young man in my age range, up to 10 years older than me, Call of Duty 4 is
where it's at.
Oh, yeah.
Why is it better than Call of Duty 3 or 2?
So live really came into play in Call of Duty 4. Live meaning you can play with other random people around the world.
Okay.
And get called names?
You did not want to be in a Call of Duty lobby if you could not handle a lot of vulgar language, a lot of racist language. Those
lobbies.
Then
why would you want to be in there?
Well, you can mute everybody. It's about the gameplay.
Okay.
And actually, the smack talk was an entire separate element.
Okay. On Wednesday, a Kansas City jury sided with a former communications director over being forced out by city manager Brian Platt. Yesterday, Platt was suspended.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this.
You want to do it now or you want to do it later?
I want to talk about this now because more people than I thought have asked me about this story today.
Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas announcing last night that he had suspended Platt with pay effective immediately. Quoting here from Lucas speaking with Channel 5 this morning, we'll have further conversations with him. It is a personnel matter, as there are others, and we'll make sure that we continue to do the work to take care of everyone who works for us, from our top-ranking employee to somebody who just started yesterday. And that's the work that we're going to continue to be a part of. A days-long trial ended with the jury taking the side of former Kansas City communications director and former Fox 4 reporter Chris Hernandez, and they awarded him $700,000. A lawsuit centered on whether city manager Brian Platt told staff to lie to the media and also to the public in 2022. Okay. In March of last year, Platt signed a nearly 4.5-year contract extension after he dropped out of the race to be city manager in Austin, Texas.
From the Kansas City Star, real quick, this haphazard approach to media relations will come at a steep cost to city taxpayers. Almost $1 million was awarded to the former city communications director, Chris Hernandez.
Now, to be clear, he is only able to accept the $700,000 payout.
That's
he
was still awarded up three-quarters of $1 million.
Yeah, he was awarded up to that million, but he could either take the $700,000 or the $250,000. Which one are you going to take?
Here is my question. Hernandez started telling people this was going on in 2022, I think was the year that this lawsuit was first filed, 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And the city not only did nothing to Brian Platt, if memory serves, they re-signed him and promoted him.
Four and a half year contract.
Gave him a 17 or 19% raise or something like that.
So if bad behavior is bad behavior, why not make that move back then? Why wait until the jury is like, yeah, this happened, pay him out? Why wait? The optics of that really, really bother me. Because in that 3 years, you knew he wanted to lie or was lying. You knew that.
He had ordered staff to lie to the media and the public. Sam, did you say it was about potholes and road reconstruction?
Yeah, so they had made a massive promise. Road conditions are a big thing to Kansas Cityans. He had made a massive promise, he being the mayor and the city, to repave X number of road miles, to fix X number of potholes. They were way behind on that promise. And instead of telling the truth, which Chris Hernandez wanted to do because of the media, I was one of the people in the media calling Chris Hernandez saying, "What's going on, man?" Instead of telling the truth, Chris Hernandez was told, lie about it. Who's going to check up? I don't know, Kansas Cityans who are driving around and saying that the roads aren't paved.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't understand. Legally, help us understand this. Is there some reason you have to wait for a unanimous jury verdict? Do you somehow have plausible deniability up to that point? I would argue you don't.
Well, theoretically, he does.
He's been in the media for how long, Scott? Three years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't settle. The fact that they let it go all the way to a jury.
Well, and maybe.
But here we are.
And I'm just spitballing here. Maybe they went to jury because he was adamant, I didn't do this. I never said that. You know, and then the city's like, okay, are you sure? You think we can roll the dice here and take this to court?
Something tells me there was hard copy evidence that this was said. And by hard copy, I would assume that means email.
Then why go to trial?
Exactly. Why sign him?
Well, we don't know.
We don't know what the evidence looked like.
This was a unanimous verdict. And so I'm with Sam on this one. I mean, we didn't sit through that trial. But for this to be a unanimous verdict, there had to be something. Or it's he said, he said.
It says here it was a days-long trial.
Deliberation took 1 hour.
Yeah.
What does that tell you? Deliberation took 1 hour. It tells me the city shouldn't have taken this to trial, and they knew this was happening.
The jurors sat down and said, well, we know our answer, but if we sit here for an hour, we get lunch.
So the Kansas City Star has a great op-ed on this today, and the editorial board says there's more blame here than just with Brian Platt.
By the way, he makes $308,000 a year.
He has been suspended with pay.
The city council will make a decision on March 20th in 13 days on whether or not he keeps his job.
What's the over-under?
I can't see a world where he does.
No, he's gone. And he should be gone. I said this on the show yesterday or Wednesday. I can't remember. If you are telling your communications director to lie to the media, which by extension, you're saying lie to the public that we serve, the public that pays my salary, you should be fired. Brian Platt, I will go on the record right now, because he was civilly found liable for this, should be fired. And they could find a new city manager.
Then I will ask, why wasn't the firing maybe not 3 years ago, maybe 2 years, 6 months ago? Because it makes the city look complicit.
Why
it
did they sign him to a 4.5-year contract?
Amen. Why?
And it's also something that's as obvious as paving road miles. It's not like it's something you can hide.
Which, by the way,
is there new asphalt or not?
I was leaving our 7 days event in Martin City last night. Mindy Corporan, you know, we're coming up on the anniversary of that awful day. And I took Warnell home to get on 435 and head west to get home. As I am crossing, Sam, I am going north on Warnell. As I am crossing under the overpass to then go left and get on the highway, a pothole the size of this building swallowed my car. And I don't know what's worse when this happens
you
to you.
Head on.
When you see it right before.
Oh, when you brace.
Or when you, like, which one is worse? Because as I saw it, my car hit so violently, violently.
Do you have fillings come out?
I mean, as I got on the entrance ramp to get on the highway, I actually thought, should I pull over and check I don't know what I would be checking, the alignment or the undercarriage of that car.
You can't check the alignment.
Slammed into and swallowed by
you
that pothole.
You have been abusing your vehicle lately.
My
between bench
gosh.
Chasing dogs or dog chasing benches. What is and going potholes. On?
And by the way, if your car is damaged severely by a pothole like that, and you know the moment of impact, you know where it is. I saw it about 1/1,000,000th of a second before I hit it, and then I said words that I cannot.
Are you asking, can you sue the city for damages?
Or at least turn in a claim and say, look, this was the pothole. It was the size of your tire.
Deeper
than your tire, but the size of your tire.
I believe the answer is no.
And why don't potholes ever emerge in the center of the lane so that no one hits them? Have you ever noticed? It's always in the where your tire is going to be.
I don't know. So, have you seen our parking lot?
Potholes are created by wear and tear on the road that cause cracks in the road. Once those cracks happen, if they are not filled before the winter season, they fill with water, the water freezes, they expand the crack, and then the reason the pothole is formed is because of repeated driving over the cracked asphalt. It knocks the asphalt out of the way.
Well, I'm done driving in the middle then.
All of a sudden, we have a pothole.
From the text line, Dana, this is your own asphalt.
Nice.
Really?
You can file a claim. However, you would have had to have stopped to take pictures.
Yeah, at
you
night,
have to prove damage.
Under a bridge on Warnell.
Yeah,
no,
not recommended.
I'll tell you this. The words that flew out of my mouth included blank, 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 Kansas City. Because I was on Warnell.
Well,
and you
can,
know Warnell is
you
bad.
You can blame Brian Platt because he lied to you.
He tried to say there were only 137 potholes. Mm-hmm. There were 138.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks. I think they are coming to town this summer, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
If you have not seen them, and granted, there's only a handful of original members left. I think it's three. It doesn't matter. It is one of the greatest shows I've ever seen in my life.
I went with my mom and dad. It
tried
is so
not
good.
To dance.
They will be at Starlight Theater on July 18th. And yes, there are three original members left.
Yeah, I thought so. The U.S. State Department updated its travel advisory for the popular Caribbean tourist destination of Turks and Caicos this week to include a warning about the territory's laws against firearms and ammunition. I have been to Turks.
Do not take your gun.
It is one of the most beautiful places I have ever seen in my life. However, it is a British overseas territory just east of the Bahamas, I believe. Turks consists of 8 major islands, with the majority of its population living on the main island. The State Department's travel advisory for Turks and Caicos is a level 2, advising Americans to exercise increased caution if they visit. Let me tell you this. If you do go to Turks and Caicos, do not bring back any coral.
Huh?
Coral will get you in trouble. Weapons will get you in jail.
Well, you remember there was an American.
More than one.
Well, but there was one American last year or the year before who did not have a gun. It was a bullet. A
couple of different bullets sitting in the bottom of their backpack. They got, I believe, 10 years in prison, but they have since been released.
Yeah. A bullet. There was no gun in the bag.
They don't mess around.
No, they do not. Oh, this is good news. Stephen A. Smith has become a fixture on ESPN's airwaves, and that won't be changing anytime soon.
Okay.
He has apparently agreed to a new 5-year, $100 million contract.
People watch. He screams. People watch. I don't understand it. Does he scream when he orders his steak?
I have so many questions.
What is with the screaming? I can't watch him.
That was Shannon Sharp screaming at Stephen A., but, you know.
Can you play that again?
Yeah, sure.
Good.
Sounds like one of the cat videos I watch on Reels.
When there's no reason to scream.
He is the most... is he worse than what's-his-face?
Pat McAfee?
Yeah.
Oh, I... I know you hate Pat McAfee, but in terms of hard to listen to, I think Stephen A. is much harder to listen to.
I'm with you on that. I think you're right.
Maybe it's because of the way I'm wired, and yelling gives me anxiety. And so I don't want to watch yelling. It's why I don't watch cable news anymore. It's just a bunch of people yelling at each other in boxes.
But I've seen him on interviews outside of the sports world. He is a very calm, cool, and collected guy. He has a normal voice. You would never know it listening to his show.
He's selling a shtick.
Yeah, he has a normal speaking voice.
It's one of the only times. There have been a handful of times someone will reach out to us and say, would you like to have so-and-so on the air? And I reply with not only no, in all caps screaming.
Oh, they did offer him up, didn't they?
I said, absolutely not. Not until he stopped screaming for absolutely no reason.
Was that last year or 2 years ago?
A couple years ago.
They offered Stephen A. Smith.
I'm sure he's a lovely human being, and maybe if he was sitting here, he would talk in a normal voice. But
he has a nice, calm, deep, sultry voice. For whatever reason, when he's talking about sports on his own show on ESPN.
He screams.
Yeah.
He's a maniac.
Well, he is a rich maniac who apparently has a whole lot of eyeballs watching what he's doing, or he would not have been given that fat contract. He's
$20 million a year.
Yeah.
That makes him the second highest paid behind
Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Unbelievable. Authorities will be providing updates in about 5 minutes or so into the investigation of the mysterious deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy, who were found dead in their Santa Fe, New Mexico home last week under, quote, suspicious circumstances. So what we're going to do is we're going to get to the news here in a minute with Dan.
Yep.
Dan, if we have to interrupt you, I beg your pardon in advance. But I want to take that news conference if we can.
Sounds good.
I.e. Gene Hackman, or R.E. Gene Hackman, and his death. He was 95. She was 65.
I have a feeling, Scott, that authorities are going to come out and say exactly what everyone has suspected, that these were two separate natural cause deaths, one in a million.
That she died first, was having some heart issues, was grabbing for the blood pressure medication, the Tylenol. She doesn't make it. He finds her at the age of 95 with heart issues himself.
And then somehow passes as well. And to me, holding a news conference this soon... You know, we just have, what, preliminary toxicology back. Mm-hmm. I think they know, and that's what they're going to say.
They have tested negative for carbon monoxide. Mm-hmm. So that has been ruled out.
Yeah.
So the sheriff down in New Mexico in Santa Fe will be holding a news conference here in just a moment. If we're able, we will bring it to you live. And sadly, if we have to interrupt Dan, we'll do that as well. Stay tuned for that. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.